All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Why don't we do the, let's do the carry out, which of course is the nightly segment in which I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are tonight's top stories. Ooh, Senator Johnny McCain strikes again. The Arizona senator said today that he is a no vote on the latest attempt to appeal the Affordable Care Act. This is a huge blow for the Republicans, who need 51 votes by early October to get this particular bill passed. I don't think McCain will be the only one. It's not very popular in all of the bills that have been floated. This one is predicted to kick the most people off of insurance. It also essentially gets the feds out of the healthcare biz by just making states do it instead. And yeah, I'm not sure the state of Illinois is the best governing body to make decisions on healthcare. I mean, they don't even know. Do they go laces? Do they go Velcro? I mean, do they go peanut butter or jelly, right? Flat tax, sliding tax. I mean, all the basics they can't figure out. But the Senate, if the Senate can't turn any other votes, this will end the 2017 attempts to replace and repeal, which means that in pursuit of this big victory, lawmakers did nothing to deal with a broken system that's on its way to being more broken-y. It really, that's the one thing about, the one thing I will say about John McCain is he says no, not because he ideologically opposes what's in it. He says no because he believes that an issue this big needs to be bipartisan. He's the one lawmaker on both sides that has actually said, enough of this. We are in power. Let's shove it down your throat. Democrats did it, which it was very controversial. Republicans have done it. Very controversial. He's one of the lawmakers who stands up and says, we're not doing it anymore. I'm not going to play party to that. But at the end of the day, here comes this fall. At the end of this year, you're going to see premiums go up and Obamacare be a disaster. And the question will be, will the politicians and the two political parties try to find some political advantage in letting that happen, or will they come together and try to fix it? And that's when the rubber meets the road. And this has been a one more thing with Justin Kaufman. What else is in the news? I haven't checked my Twitter in a while. Oh, nice. The U.S. president and North Korean leader in a Twitter flame war. Always nice to see. This is what we all expected social media to be, right? When we signed up for it. Actually, Kim Jong-un still likes the old, quote, personal statement, but it's amazing to watch two headstrong leaders with massive nuclear weapons call each other madmen and dotards, which I learned today means something different than I thought. I mean, say what you will about the Cold War or even Vietnam. At least they were cordial. London is kicking Uber out of town. Yep, they're not renewing their business license for next year. Wow. To be fair, though, have you ever been in a London cab? So charming. Have you ever been in a British Mini Cooper? Nah, not so much. I take one of those London cabs. Former Bear Brandon Marshall put his $5 million Michigan Avenue condo on the market. I guess he's not coming back, which is a bummer. If I were him, I'd keep it. I'd fly in. I'd get a cool place to stay while you check out the Art Institute or maybe Lollapalooza, maybe some ice skating Millennium Park. Sure. I mean, the mortgage is probably $50,000 a month. But, isn't it worth it? Go ice skating at Millennium Park. I mean, maybe get some Garrett's popcorn. It's a famous condo. Former Montgomery Ward something or other. So that's cool. Check out the pics online. Pretty awesome. Although, does it have a working screen door to the patio? Because mine does. Fixed it myself. So you know when I sell my place, I'm going to have to list that. Also, working screen door that I fixed myself. You want to take pride in your work. Right. Rumors are swirling that Kylie Jenner is pregnant. Good for her, right? Am I wrong? Is that not good? I haven't yet checked social media to see what I'm supposed to think. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. It tells me that the 10-year anniversary special airs on Sunday. Oh. So pregnancy is one way to promote it. Sure. I would say billboards and interviews, probably a more safe route. But you know what? Hey, getting pregnant works too. Kardashians this weekend. In weather, wowzers, this 90-degree heat is actually because of the hurricane season on the East Coast. I can't tell you why, but it is. And we should expect this type of heat till midweek next week. Get the cooling centers back up and operational. Hope they didn't go the way of the mental health clinics in this town. right now someone's like, "We closed that. We already mopped the floors of the cooling center. We closed it for the summer. People are going to track stuff in there. We can't clean it twice." In sports, what a game last night, huh? The Cubs continue to bring the magic, even during a season in which magic has been in short supply. Last night, they came from behind, held off the Brewers, and won the game in extras. And Wade Davis went two innings, paving the way for him to come in by the sixth inning in the playoffs. He might have to, based on the continued dismal performance by the Cubs bullpen. Just can't get anybody out. Chris Bryant went yard in extras. Javi Baez got a big RBI. I mean, the Cubs really rewarded the faithful that went to Miller Park to outnumber Brewers fans. It's my favorite thing about watching a Brewers game, especially in a close divisional race, is that they can't, like, there are more Cubs fans than there are Brewers fans. I don't understand why you don't buy those tickets in advance. Right now, the Brewers are beating the Cubs 3-2 early in the game, third inning. Lackey already given up three runs. The Cubs have now at least guaranteed that they will come out of this weekend series still on top in the NL Central. Yeah! The magic number to clinch the division is 6. And the one thing I love about this story is, I mean, the Tribune had a headline about this, but it's, I mean, you go way, way, way back to see a part of Cubs history where the Cubs could three-peat postseason availability, or just being there. Not winning at all, but just being there. I mean, I can't think in my lifetime, 84, then 85, they were terrible. 89, 90, they were terrible. Maybe in the Pinella days, they'd won and done a couple years in a row there, but this is pretty great. The Sox beat the Astros last night in Houston. What's up with the Sox beating up on the Astros? Just psychological from the 2005 World Series? I mean, the Sox did lose 2 of 3, but the Astros are fighting for the number one seed in the AL playoffs. You got to sweep. You got to sweep us right out of Houston, right? I mean, you have to. This weekend, the Royals are in town. 4-game set. Ronaldo Lopez tonight against former Cub Ham Jam, Jason Hamill. The Blackhawks annihilated the Red Wings yesterday at the UC. 2-0 in the preseason, which means absolutely nothing. But awesome to see the UC back in action last night with Hawks fans all over downtown. Back at it tomorrow night, game 3 of the preseason at the United Center. The Bears are getting ready to take on the Steelers at Soldier Field this weekend. Woo! Boy, nothing like football in 90-degree weather. Welcome back, Kyle Long. He's back. Amakamura's back. Marcus Wheaton's back. But no word on Josh Sitton, who's got a rib injury. Also, linebacker Nick Kukowski's out. Although, I guess that's promising because after last week, we thought he was out for the year. So for him to show up on the injury report is just out. Nice. That means he could come back. The Steelers, all right, they're amazing. But they're also a team that loses these September games against lesser teams. They're the ultimate team that's like, when's the playoffs? I mean, we just need to be 9-7, right? They don't care. So they'll probably win 34-7. But still, it's going to be close. The only way I think the Bears win is if Glennon throws for 300 and runs for 150. Giddy up, Mike. In basketball, ESPN had a big piece about Pat Riley being open to a D-Wade reunion in Miami. I love that everybody just knows that we're buying out Wade's contract. I mean, he's still a Bull. Like, it's a foregone conclusion. And the only ones that don't know are us. It's like Gar and Pax, they just went around and told everybody, but don't tell the fans. Whatever you do, don't tell the fans. It's ridiculous, right? Just do it. Do it already. Also, here's a stat for you. Every single coach from the NBA last year is back again this year. Unprecedented. College football this weekend, the Irish play Michigan State, Northwestern, Illinois, and NIU get the week off. NIU coming off the big win against Nebraska. Also, Big Ten play starts as Iowa takes on top-ranked Penn State. Huh. Penn State. We're all good with them being back? They pay their dues, the Paterno-Sandusky thing. And so go Nittany Lions. All right, good. I didn't know we were all on the same page. And finally tonight, a Woodstock farm has made a Mario Brothers corn maze to attract visitors this fall. I'm in. Although how many of us are going to try and climb the corn to see if there's any fancy mushrooms at the top, then take those mushrooms and then double our size? Sounds less like a video game and more like a bad trip. It can't be a bad trip. It's Woodstock. That's the carry out for September 22nd, 2017. What a hot weekend. We're celebrating with hot wings. The hotter the better. Don't you treat heat with heat? Or is that just for burns? But whatever. All right, coming up, download on Chicago Business. We'll talk with Dr. McKinney, the executive director and CEO of the Illinois Medical District. We'll talk about their plans to become a global leader in the medical field. That's coming up here on the download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.